New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney. And last year, she introduced H.R. 7069, the Restoring the Integrity of American Statistics Act of 2008. Within the next week or so, she plans on reintroducing the measure in the House.
One of the problems that the census always has is that we conduct the census every 10 years, and it's vitally important, but you must plan it for 10 years. If you get off schedule, if you misappropriate or don't appropriate enough funds, then you can get off schedule so that you cannot have a proper census. And one of the challenges is that the Census Department is constantly fighting for their funds because Commerce wants to take them, and they'll say, oh, we don't need to fund the census now. It's going to be in 10 years. We'll take that money away and give it over here where we need. There's always a scramble for money, but the census is very important. So if it was independent, then Commerce could not come in and take the money away.
Now, we had a chance to do some looking around and found a couple of people who know a thing or two about the census who like Maloney's bill. Among them, Professor Kenneth Pruitt from Columbia University in New York. He's a former census director from 1998 to 2001, just about the time the last decennial census was taking place.
Very supportive. I was one of six living ex-directors of the Census Bureau to sign a letter of endorsement. I think every living ex-director signed that, every living ex-director at the time signed that letter, which is to say each of us had an experience on our own departments of commerce that suggested we might have done the job more efficiently, been able to report to Congress more with greater specificity and more quickly if we were not housed inside the Department of Commerce. More generally, I actually, in something I wrote after I left the Census Bureau in 2003, I urged that the Census Bureau become an independent agency reporting directly to the president, making it similar to the National Science Foundation or NASA or the National Institutes of Health and so forth, because I see the Census Bureau's activities as fundamentally scientific in nature.
Now, we should say here, Chris and Francis, that H.R. 7069 never really went anywhere next year, last year. It never even made it to committee for a hearing, partially because it was introduced very late in the session. But this is an idea that's been around for a couple of years now, and in part because of the cumulative experience of all the census directors who have always had to deal with the secretaries of commerce. Mr. Pruitt said that depending on whatever year you're talking about, you either have a very supportive Commerce Department director or you have someone who just sees it as an available piggy bank to draw funds from.
And it's always important to remember that the census is so important because these are the numbers that that base House seats and redistricting and all sorts what states get what seats. And I mean, these are very important numbers. It's not just passing stuff. And
yep. Well, also money for programs, yep. Food stamps, unemployment. Interestingly enough, the business community depends heavily on the census because these are the numbers that marketing people use to base millions and billions of dollars worth of spending on advertising, on marketing, on all sorts of things like that. So these numbers are very, very important, and that's why Carolyn Maloney thinks that it's time that the census got placed on its own platform with its own standing.
Do we have any sense of whether she'll have any better luck in this session than last time?
I think she will, Francis, for the very reason that the conundrum that passed up during the past week with the Republicans objecting to the plan for Rahm Emanuel and the White House to drive the census. There's a lot of consensus now for trying to do that, for trying to depoliticize the census. And a lot of people think this is an idea whose time has come. We'll have that story on Monday morning on the Federal Drive, and then we've got part two on Tuesday morning's Federal Drive.